You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Career. Yeah. But where he took off was with this. And then they gave it over to Ryan and dumped dude.
That's fair.
And they've even gone back and talked to him about it, how he was kind of...
Brian Dunkelman.
And that's where Ryan... That's where his takeover of the world began. Is really, I mean,
freaking like Seacrest,
dude. He owns it all now. Yep. Wasn't he behind the guy behind the Kardashian show? But like, he's executive producer or something in terms
I think
of putting
he's
that,
been doing some.
He's
of that.
Made
yeah.
some money off
I think
of
you're
that.
Right.
Like he's behind
yeah.
all that
the
stuff.
The amount of money he is and the new Dick Clark.
He's got a studio down at St. Jude too, doesn't he? Not
he's got one at LaBonner. Yeah, it's one of those Ryan Seacrest studios. He's got them all over America at different hospitals.
He's the biggest thing to it's him fair. And Simon coming out of that.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, the dude that co-hosted with him was named Brian Dunkelman. He was a comedian.
Yeah,
and, that's right.
And he said, at the time when he quit after the first season. He said it destroyed his career, and then basically the season after that, it took off. Right, it took
See,
off.
I did not know he quit.
I remember
this
story
was
now.
A decision on his part. I thought they dumped him just to roll with Seacrest.
But he says that they were going to fire him anyway.
Oh.
Like you can tell yourself that.
So they were going to just roll with Seacrest.
Yeah, they were just going to roll with Seacrest.
That's what I thought.
And he said the reason why he quit, though, according to him, was that he said he did not like the way they treated the contestants on the show and that they staged the fights between the judges and reshooting contestants with producer-provided glycerin tears in their eyes.
Oh, welcome to TV, pal.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Get up out of
here. That's how TV works, bro.
Yeah. Man, TV's all fake.
Calm down.
Like, if people want to dump on wrestling, all this stuff is fake. But, yeah, American Idol, I think it's still going. Is it still going?
Yes, it's still going.
Amazing.
Guarini's pretty good. This is his old cut of Let's Stay Together. Not bad.
I used to look forward to the covers, man. I got to tell you, I used to love it. I used to love it.
Yeah, it was big.
You know, I could never sing, ever, but I did enjoy, like, them picking a song and killing it, and then you'd vote, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you vote? Like, you would text it in? I don't remember exactly.
It was text.
Yeah, it's on the screen. You can see it in this old video here.
What does it say?
It says, it's on this. Let me pull back.
That's what
here.
It was.
Oh, yeah, it's got message data rates apply, and it's got the number right there on the screen.
That was fun. That was a good time.
Oh, when it first started, it was massive.
And remember, they used to go like this one. They'd go to Doylestown, Pennsylvania, where Guarini was from, and they'd do that whole vignette of, Justin, we're back in his hometown. Here's where we went to high school and all that crap.
Exactly. Exactly right. It felt big. It felt like a big thing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. Speaking of big things, that's Fading Brad. That's going to put you in a new house, basically. We got 8 games for Brad to pick, folks. This is an extravaganza, Fade Brad bonanza that we're going to get into on the other side. It is the biggest episode yet. Stick around. Jason and John, Eddie's Trying to FM, ESPN. If you're home or you're looking for a new one, call our friends. Get in touch with our friends. Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agents. Because they will help you find it. They'll help you find your home. And here's the thing. If you're currently in one and you're ready to sell it and list it, they're going to help you make the most money for it. That's their job. And they do it better than anybody in the Memphis area. So if you want to be next on that list, reach out. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the way you get in contact with Jennifer Carstensen directly. Whether you're speaking to her or someone else from her fantastic team, it is all the same. She's built a wonderful, successful business from the ground up, she has. And she's done it with the hope of making Memphis a better place. And doing so, yes, she's built a business that's now spread. They're in Nashville, so if you know folks up there, again, trying to sell a home or get into one, she can help you there as well as DeSoto County. So we got you covered now, Memphis, Nashville, DeSoto County. That's how good Jennifer is. And everybody that we've sent over said nothing but rave reviews, including the Vannemans, most recently. But our man Kantar loved her. James Home Run McKenzie loved her. Everybody we've sent over, you can be next. She's going to get you every last dollar she can for that home. Trust us on that. Start the process. 625-5200. First-time home buyers, do not be intimidated by what you do not know. Jennifer Carstensen at The Lease will be a great resource for you. She's fantastic and specializes in helping first-time home buyers. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, Raheem Palmer is going to join us here in just a minute. We'll talk to him about the NBA playoffs, maybe some NFL draft and more. But, buddy, we have the biggest Fade Brad episode yet. 8 games on the slate. We're obviously previewing the weekend as well because we won't be here tomorrow and Sunday. So 8 games on the agenda here. Let's get into the Friday, April 26, 2024 edition of Fade Brad.
Your love is faded.
Now it's Jason and John's producer Brad sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to Fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.9.
All right, we'll go in order here. We have a 4:30 game in Saudi Arabia. Pacers hosting the Bucks in Saudi Arabia with Live basketball, apparently. Pacers minus 6.5. Brad Carson. Again, all odds are courtesy of FanDuel. Pacers minus 6.5, minus 110, 4:30 p.m. here in local time. What do you think?
So there's going to be a theme today. I'll let you guys guess what that is as we go through all of these picks because there's a slew of them. But I'm going with Milwaukee plus 6.5 here. I feel like Milwaukee is, even though they are struggling without Giannis, the better team here. Halliburton maybe slowed down a little bit. Lillard taking over, trying to prove something. I'm going with the Bucks. Give me the plus 6.5 points on the Bucks.
All right, 6.5 on the Bucks. Interestingly, Chris Middleton has an ankle sprain and is listed as questionable. So, Brad, you did see that on the injury report.
I did not. Okay. I did not look at the injury
report.
But you know what? Questionable. He's going
to
gut it through. He'll play. He'll play. We see this time and time again in the playoffs.
Yes.
And that's a pretty big number, even with, you know, with plus 6.5.
Yeah, he's questionable.
A lot of points.
You know, I mean, again, but
he'll
an
play.
Ankle is tough. Anyway, he's going Bucks.
You
plus
still have
6.5.
Lillard, and Lillard has something to prove. Give me the Bucks 6.5 with the prove it point from
All right.
Lillard.
Prove it point from Damian Lillard. All right, 7:00 Central Time. The Dallas Mavericks, after evening the series up at 1 apiece, hosting the Clippers, minus 4.5, minus 114 over at FanDuel.
Second game, 7:00 ESPN. Give me the Clippers, plus 4.5. You know, you get a little more run here with your full lineup. Clippers, plus 4.5.
All right, Clippers, plus 4.5, minus 106 over at FanDuel.
I'm hearing a lot of conviction, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe too much.
He's trusting the lineup, the health here. Okay, 9:30 p.m. Central Time. I think the reason why the Bucks and Pacers tip off at 4:30.
It's the triple hit.
Exactly.
And then you go to the 9:30 one here.
So Suns at home, minus 4.5, minus 114, down 2-0 to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You know, and I was interested in this one. The books like Phoenix, huh?
Yes.
I
mean, they are favored, yep.
Back home.
A team that is proving itself to be a young and hungry team that needs to win this game on the year, and you're giving them points. Give me the Timberwolves and the 4.5 points. Is that what you got?
Yeah, plus 4.5, minus 106. Brad thinks they take a 3-0 lead on the Phoenix Suns.
Anytime you're giving points, give me points. We're starting with that.
All right, Brad apparently is going to take all the underdogs today.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Nah.
You can always get points.
Yeah. There's a few here. They're coming.
Okay, so that's going to do it for Friday. So
yeah,
just to
coming
recap,
on Sunday.
Just to recap today.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Brad likes all the dogs. Bucks plus 6.5, Clippers plus 4.5, and Timberwolves plus 4.5.
Yep.
So
a lot of points.
There you have it. All right, let's move on to Saturday at noon. The Magic hoping to tie this series up at 2 apiece. They are minus 2 hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Again, you're giving a good team points. Give me the Cavs plus 2.
Give him the Cavs plus 2. He is not deterred by that ass-whooping
Vote
in Game 3.
Vote for the better team. Go with the better team.
Go with the better team, Brad says. Cavs plus 2.
Or not. This is a fade segment, so continue.
All right, Saturday, 2:30. The Oklahoma City Thunder looking to take a 3-0 commanding lead on the Pelicans. Thunder minus 1 on the road, minus 108 in New Orleans.
The Godfather would say go with the other team if he were Brad. Oklahoma City, give me OKC minus 1.
OKC -1, -108
Rolling through these.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I had to at least write them down. There's
the
list.
We don't need logic, bro. We're not looking for logic.
I mean, I can give you explanations. They're just a better team.
No, we don't need explanations.
I don't believe in a depleted New Orleans team.
They're just you're knocking them.
There's a lot to get through here. You know, we had 8 picks. Yeah. This is a little faster pace than I was the first time we did this.
That's all right. There are 8 games. All right. So Brad likes the Oklahoma City Thunder -1 on the road.
Marked and remembered.
Oklahoma City
Thunder.
Yes, sir. All right. Excuse me. At New Orleans. Okay, Saturday at 5 o'clock, this series is going from Boston to Miami.
Yep.
The Boston Celtics on the road, -9.5, -108 at Miami.
You know, we talked a lot about it, Eric Spoelstra, and then this is my biggest fence game.
You're going Miami. You're going Miami.
I have
all
what's that
points.
Say? That's circled Boston right there.
Oh.
And you're getting, again, a lot of points. -9.5. Boston's got to prove something here. Like, this is a depleted Miami team. I realize you got Heat culture on your uniforms, but you can't hit 23 three-pointers in another damn game. Especially the last game we had a 2-touchdown line, 9.5. Give me Boston. It's not going to happen twice. Lightning doesn't strike twice in this place.
I'm surprised you fooled me with that one.
Lightning doesn't strike twice.
There it is. I circled it even. I can verify my pick on my
little paper. We need you to verify
also,
your picks.
Look at that so far, all road teams.
Brad is going all road teams, which is certainly a strategy.
And they get points.
What's the number I need?
I'm 9.5 points for Boston.
Minus,
5 o'clock
make
on
sure you
TNT.
Get that juicer there, amigo.
Yep.
That's the second to last game on Saturday. And then at 7:30 on Saturday, last game of the day.
Yep.
The Denver Nuggets are at the Los Angeles Lakers. Nuggets -3, -112, going for the sweep.
All right. This game, by the way, on 92.9 FM ESPN, that we'll have that game at 7:30 on Saturday night. We'll air the games. We're going to air both Laker and Clippers games Saturday and Sunday. So on this one, Denver closes out. This is my most confident pick. If I was least confident on one was that Boston one, this is my most confident pick. Denver -3 to close out.
Denver gets the sweep done.
The road team, ironically. But I'm firm with my convictions here.
-3, -112 on the road. Get the sweep over the Los Angeles Lakers. And then we'll move to Sunday. Final game of the slates before we get out of here for the weekend. The 76ers at home looking to tie it up, -5, -108 against the Knicks.
Listen, these picks don't have Bell's palsy. Actually, they might have Bell's palsy, but...
They have the complete, whatever the... Because Bell's palsy is only half the face.
They have total paralysis.
So what's the whole face?
It's actually full face paralysis is what this has been.
Yes, exactly.
As you fade these picks. No, this is to square it up, right? This is a 2-1 series.
Yes, it would be 2-2 if the Sixers
76ers
win.
Square this up, -5. Give me the 76ers.
-108 is the final pick of the weekend for Brad Carson.
Give me Maxey, give me Bell's palsy, give me the 76ers.
Is that the only home team he took?
Yes.
That is the only one was the 76ers.
All right. Yes. All right. Yeah. Very interesting strategy.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't a strategy. It just happened that way.
I 100% believe it.
Clearly, there's no strategy. We've seen the record.
All right, so Brad Carson is going with every road team this weekend other than the 76ers, just to bottom line it. Milwaukee +6.5, Clippers +4.5, Timberwolves +4.5, Cavs +2, Thunder -1, Boston -9.5, Nuggets -3, 76ers at home -5. So this is definitely a choice. This is definitely a choice.
Nah,
I just don't see how you're going to be successful.
We got a home team in there. It wasn't a strategy.
And
it just happened that way.
And I would say it was your strongest pick of the entire segment.
Oh, okay. You didn't like my Denver pick?
I don't know.
Have conviction about Denver closing out the Lakers, for God's sakes?
I don't necessarily want to lay 3. You know, 3's a lot. I'm not saying I would bet the Lakers, but, you know, I mean, my God, are the Lakers really just going to get swept again? That's kind of what I come
no,
back to.
No, that's my strongest pick, I feel, Denver. So that may be an impulse for you to do the opposite.
I don't hate Boston -9.5. I mean,
really?
I don't hate it. I could see it.
That was my hardest one.
I could see them just. I mean, that's what they're so good off losses, right?
It was a 14-point line in that last game, John.
Yeah, it was. Well, you're getting the home split. You know, you're -14 at home, 5 points of home court advantage. I mean, I think that's standard in the NBA. So I think that's totally fair, and I think there's really no home court advantage in Miami to speak of, right? So I think that's fine. I think you'll see a a reinvigorated Boston Celtics group, honestly.
Better.
Thunder, I'm not sure on. First road game of the playoffs, I think that's dicey. Cavs plus two, don't love it at all. Timberwolves plus 4.5, don't love it at all. Clippers plus 4.5, don't love it at all. And the Bucks without Middleton, where's the scoring going to come
from?
He's
going to play. He's questionable. It's questionable.
Brad insists that he will play.
I think he'll play, but the market kind of feels like he's not playing, though. It's 6.5, 7? Now you're talking.
Well,
like,
if here's the good news. Wait on it. Let me give you a little non-gambler advice here. Just wait on it. See what happens. And if the line is like 10 and Lillard is playing, I feel good.
So you should just bet it regardless, right?
I mean, I kind of like Milwaukee in this spot.
It's not going to go to 10. It's not
what do you
go to
think
10.
The line gets to if Middleton doesn't play?
It's basically priced in right now.
Should we give a contingency on this one? You think it's there already on what market's pricing?
I don't think you need a contingency on it. I just think if he gets ruled in, it'll probably go to like 5, you know? And
okay, let me ask you that. Let's talk about this game because this is an important one because there's an injury here, if you don't mind.
There's lots of injuries.
Okay, so if Milwaukee loses this and goes down 2-1 to Indy, do you think Milwaukee can come back and win the damn series?
Not without Giannis.
And that's why I think Milwaukee wins this. I think they need this game a lot. I think that, you know, you got a point guard in Lillard that is good and has got a lot riding on this thing. So, I you know, that's kind of where I was coming from.
There you have it, folks.
You're talking me out of it, though. I mean,
I'll roll with Indy if y'all, you know.
Stay on that side.
No, we're not trying to talk you out of it. We're just
it's
laying the land.
It's circled on the list. It was my initial pick.
That's your pick. You got to stick
again,
with it.
And again, I was lacking the Middleton research until we started talking. So,
again, this is why we've put you in the position, you know, because you seem to not know what the hell is going on.
That's fair.
So, that's why you're 6-15, and I think our listeners certainly appreciate that. So, you know, again, the idea is not to do what Brad does. It's to do the opposite of what Brad does. So if you are fading Brad, and it's like an avalanche. People are tweeting us. It's crazy. You would be taking the Pacers minus 6.5, the Mavericks minus 4.5, the Suns minus 4.5, the Magic minus 2, the Pelicans plus 1, the Heat plus 9.5, the Lakers plus 3, and the Knicks plus 5. I mean,
you're getting the home team.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You're getting the home.
Pretty good.
Exactly.
But a point situation going on there, though. Like,
if you win, and you're most likely covering.
And the favorites of the series are the ones that I sort of picked. These are pivotal game threes.
Pivotal game threes. We're not talking about game fives, though, BC. But this is the beauty of it. And this is why we do the segment, and the dust will settle, and we'll check up on it on Monday.
I think we're going to be amazed.
We'll come back. We'll ask Raheem Palmer about your run and just how legendary it is. Get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs this weekend and more. Jason and John, 92.5 FM, ESPN.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, as you know, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bets, $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, whatever you want to do. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action, America's number one sports book, and why not have a little fun by fading Brad Carson. It's working out so well. Just go to FanDuel.com/JaySmith again to get started. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code JSMITH. Again, remember, new customers getting $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online, real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
970. Raheem Palmer.
is Rostradamus. That's one of the hundreds. The Ringer. He's giving out NBA playoff picks all throughout the spring and summer. Nice enough to join us now. Artuda, what's up, man?
Life is good. I can't complain. We, you know, just NBA playoffs, very exciting time. So just trying to pick some winners. I haven't been as hot as I normally am, but we're going to turn this thing around at some point.
Well, I have a solution for you, bro. And he's actually the producer of this show. We have stumbled upon a golden goose, so to speak. So we decided, you know, we kind of joked around about it. We all kind of out on the Jonte Porter, on the heels of the Jonte Porter stuff, we all kind of came together and we saw who had the biggest limits on FanDuel. And it was not me, and it was not my partner. It was actually our producer. And we said, you know what, man? Obviously, they love you over there. So we said we're going to take this journey with him. He's going to give us his picks every single day on the spread of NBA games. And Dream, if I'm lying, strike me down. This man is 5-16 against the spread.
Oh, wow. I thought I was doing bad. I'm like, what? I'm like 23-26, and I'm pretty much juicing out. I just need to be fading him right now.
Yeah, no, sorry. He's 6-15.
Because he's 9 over.
But the idea here is we're telling our audience just fade him.
Brad.
Fade him.
That's the name of the segment.
Because he's clearly at this point, he's in such a hole that he's not going to claw his way out. I mean, it would take a huge run for anybody to lose money on this segment. So, hey, I don't know where your process is, Raheem, for today, but he likes all of the road teams against the spread. He likes the Bucks plus 7. He likes the Clippers plus 4.5, and he likes the T-Wolves plus 4.5. I don't know if that helps you, but he's losing. He's losing bigly.
Wow, I'm kind of against two of those. So I like the Dallas Mavericks tonight. I laid the 4.5. And I also took the Phoenix Suns in the first half, -2.5.
Yeah.
So I feel better about my plays right now.
You should, okay? You should. Because his process is he pulls up the injury report right before he gives out the pick, all right? This is, you know, this is kind of what we're, this is part of the deal here. Let's talk about the Suns here for a second, because we saw, obviously, last night, you know, the Lakers, they don't have it in the tank. It's they're laying down. D'Lo's, you know, sitting away from the huddle. It looks bad. What makes the Suns different, in your opinion, than the Lakers, and what will help them avoid? And maybe you don't think they will, but what would help them avoid going down 3-0 in this series?
Well, I don't think they're that much different from the Lakers. I'm going to be honest with you. The biggest thing that we're seeing in the postseason right now is that these teams that don't have a lot of depth, they just don't have a lot of answers to run to. And I think that's the issue with the Phoenix Suns. But for me, obviously, you know, we all know about the game three trend where you take the team who's down 0-2 in the first half and in the first quarter. Now, that's been mostly priced out, but I just felt like in this spot, you know, I was laying 2.5. Like, typically when it's priced out, you're laying the same thing for the game that you're laying for the half. So I felt like I was getting a good number there. But also, I just think, you know, they could hold it together for a half. Like, you know, this hasn't been a team that's, you know, shot particularly well during this series. I think, you know, in game one, they were 9-for-28 from three. In game two, you know, they weren't much better. And I think at home, you know, one of the things that we've seen throughout the postseason is that home teams have shot a lot better. So I just think the Suns can hold it together for one half. You know, you saw they had a lead in game two. I think they'll probably fall apart in the end, and the Wolves will probably cover that number. But for one half, I think they could hold it together just in a desperation situation.
I'm curious, Raheem, where you are now on this Knicks 76ers series. I think game four is right now 76ers, favored by 5. I'm just curious what's your feel of the series at this point? John and I went into this series, obviously, before Embiid hurts the knee again, re-aggravates the knee. We go into this series thinking, okay, this is a great opportunity for Philly. They're probably going to come out. Are you still there? Has anything changed based on what we've seen from Embiid? Who comes out of this series and who wins game four?
Okay, so I took the New York Knicks -110 to win this series before the start of the series. And then after game two, I took the Philadelphia 76ers +2.5 on the adjusted series spread. So I'm basically trying to middle this thing.
I got
you know, when it like for me, I look at this series and this is what I'm seeing. I see the Sixers with the better top-notch talent. Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey. Those are the best two players in the series right now. And, you know, Jalen Brunson had that 39-point game last night, but he hasn't been good for a large part of this series because the Sixers have a lot of pieces that they can throw at him. But if you look at the rest of the players in this series, the Knicks have the, you know, they have the better depth, they have the better bench. They just do the little things better. They have more grit. They rebound better. So they're, you know, they're getting more second chance points. But the thing we saw in game three is that Mitchell Robinson got hurt. And he's one of the primary defenders of Joel Embiid. And you saw him go out there and drop 50 points last night. And this guy had Bell's palsy. I mean, so, like, that's a game changer for this series. So I think the Sixers have a legitimate chance of winning this series. Now, I think they win game four and likely cover. But, I mean, the Knicks are tough to beat at home. And you still got Joel Embiid on one leg. This is still a team that can't rebound. I think you got to monitor the status of Mitchell Robinson because that is going to determine a lot. If Mitchell Robinson does not in this series, the Sixers could pull this thing off. But I think this is going to be a long series either way. I think we're looking at seven games.
We're talking to Raheem Palmer from the Ringer, the Hundreds, where he's given out 100 NBA picks and is definitely due to pick up, to heat up here as we are getting deeper and deeper into the NBA playoffs. What about this Thunder-Pelican series, Raheem? I mean, obviously, game one, you kind of could see that OKC had the, you know, first playoff game jitters. And game two, it was a Thunder party. Now this is going back to New Orleans, and New Orleans sitting here around here as a +1 dog. Is this a good spot for New Orleans, or is this just a bad matchup for them in this series?
So this is interesting to me because I thought they played them really, really tough in game one. And in game two, the defense was just, I mean, it was just all-time bad. I mean, I think they had, like, the Thunder had, like, an offensive rating, like, 131. So I just felt like the Thunder got whatever they wanted. And the one thing that we're seeing, the consistent thing that we're seeing is that the Pelicans can't get anything offensively. So it's tough for me to just, you know, want to back the Pelicans. I mean, we're seeing a tremendous home court advantage in these postseasons. So I still need to think about this one a little bit more, but we did see sharp money on the under. You know, the interesting thing is that game two went over by 6 points. And the Thunder put up like 130 points or so. So they dropped this total to about 211, and you're now seeing it at 208. So, you know, that's telling you a lot right there. So I think this is probably an under, but, I mean, at this price, I mean, a lot of the value is sucked out.
A little bit different question for you, Raheem, in terms of where the Lakers are at that Denver series. It's 11 straight. Denver owns them. It doesn't matter how far off the Lakers run early on. Denver's going to walk them down. They just own them at this point. I'm curious as to your opinion on what do you do next if you are the Los Angeles Lakers going into next season. Do you just go out and you get a, you know, John was mentioning Trae Young as a possibility, not one that he suggests, but one that's been out there. Do you just go try to get another star and run it back with those two? If you're that administration, if you're Jeannie Buss, do you have to say, no, we're at a crossroads and we've got to do something drastically different? Because it feels so over in this form. I'm just curious, how do you think they come back?
This is tough. This is really tough. I think, you know, a lot of people are going to say, you got to fire Darvin Ham.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's clearly overmatched where he is now. But, like, I don't know if Trae Young is the answer. Like, I'm not a big Trae Young fan at all. Like, I think he's, like, I don't know how you build a team around him.
We're with you. We're with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of him at all. I mean, like, if there's any place I could see Trae Young, it's probably with Victor Wembanyama and San Antonio, just because, you know, Wemba's a transcendent defensive player, and, you know, Trae can kind of get him the ball. But, I mean, as far as him on the Lakers, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what this Lakers team does. And, you know, it's unfortunate because you could argue that maybe the Lakers were the second or third best team in the West. They just ran into the best player on the planet, you know, because, you know, like they were in all of these games. Every single one of these games they were in, but they just can't close. And, you know, this could easily be a 2-1 series right now. If the ball just bounced their way a little bit better, I mean, they probably could have won game two. And then you look at game three, this team was at one point in time 2-for-17 from three. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that we're seeing throughout the postseason is that the home teams are just, you know, they're shooting a much better. So I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah, no, it's a massive mess. And, you know, whenever it's all over, we know that the Lakers are going to be in just all types of hell. They're going to be hurt for certain. All right, Celtics Heat. I mean, shocker of the playoffs so far, you would definitely say Heat winning outright as a 15-point dog. I got to tell you, that was probably the easiest bet I've ever made in the NBA playoffs, plus 14.5, plus 15. That was really never even in doubt. Didn't even need the points. I mean, that's kind of nuts. And now you see, you know, not much of an adjustment. You get a 5-point adjustment for home court, and Boston's minus 9.5. We know historically they have been so good off a loss against the spread. Is this a game, Raheem, where you're running to bet the Celtics in a bounce-back spot, or could the Heat have maybe discovered that they're going to find ways to shoot 33s a game and make 33s a game against the Celtics?
I mean, you could never cut out Eric Spoelstra at this point. I mean, this guy is, you know, one of the best coaches in NBA history. The way I'm going to approach this game, you know, the interesting thing is that when you look at this this Boston Celtics team, they tend not to play close games. They blow teams out. Like, if you look at, you know, how many, like, close games they play, it just hasn't been many. They've won 43 games by 14 points or more. I think they've won, you know, 50 games by 10 points or more. So it's just, they tend to blow teams out. So that's why you're seeing this number so high. But I think the way I'm going to approach this is that I'm going to take the Celtics team total over 106.5. And, you know, if you look through their 82 games, I think they've gone over this like about 70 times. Like,
right.
Yeah, so it's just like, to me, I think that's correlated with the spread. Like, this Celtics team, they take a lot of threes. They're not going to win this game, you know, 95-80. If they win this game, they're putting up 110 points. So that's probably the way I'm going to approach it. I haven't bet anything yet, but that's what I'm looking at right now.
Raheem, what your Cowboys going to do? Don't look like you're doing much of anything right now.
Honestly, this feels like a lost season. And wow. I hope it is, because you're not going to win anything with Dak. I've seen enough. I've seen enough over the last 5 years, 7 years, that Dak, when it matters, he's not going to get it done. I do not want to pay him. I don't want to see him in a Cowboys uniform next year. I hope they let him walk. So if this is a lost season where they just sabotage it and let Dak walk, I'm cool with it. Because, you know, to lose that game in that manner they did to the Green Bay Packers at home, they were never in that game.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. Raheem, man, appreciate the time as always, dude. You're the best. Talk soon.
Have a great weekend, brother.
No doubt. Yeah, have a good one.
Yes, sir. That is Raheem Palmer from the Ringer Hundreds podcast. Sharp guy for sure. Always do. And you can always kind of tell it's like he hasn't like really even formulated certain opinions about sides and stuff. Like, he's got to dig in like the day of. Like, it's interesting. Like, I'm looking. I'm like, yo, I'm like, what do we got now? Nah, you know, I'll bet today. It's like he wants to sort of wait. It's everybody's process is a little different. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting to see that all kind of play out. But
well, he should jump on our fade, Brad Carson.
Yeah, I totally agree. You might as well.
And the experts are noticing.
They are.
That your record's better than theirs.
Wow.
If we're flipping it, the consistency is amazing.
Well, it's a natural ability.
You're just good at what you do, man.
I am.
Which is picking losers.
That's right.
You know, again.
Lean into what you do well.
I'm going to say what it says is there is no real edge.
Oh, that can't be true.
That's my take.
That can't be true.
There's no real edge.
There is no real expert.
You base that on Bragg going with 6 and 15?
If you're going to do better.
I lived, yeah.
Just fading a guy who's picking losers. If you're going to do better doing that than you are following expert picks for winners.
You're fading a guy who lived in Las Vegas and Atlantic City. It's gambling with a capital G.
I think there's edge. I think
no edge. It's gambling.
That's literally what I'm saying.
But you're right.
If there was no edge, people wouldn't do it for a living, right? I mean, people wouldn't do it professionally, which there's tons and tons of people.
Well,
that
then
do.
They're billionaires, right?
I don't know if they're billionaires, but I mean, you know, you certainly sit around and say, okay, well, if I can have a volume of annually, if I have a volume of, you know, $5, $10, $15, $20 million, and if I can expect a return of 7%, you know, you do the math. I mean, I'm not making that up. I mean, you guys can use the internet and you can see that there are, you know.
I'm not suggesting you are. I'm saying what I'm suggesting is It's in the end, you're probably going to end up losing.
It could be happenstance.
And how many have fallen off the track? How many have been doing good for a while?
There you go, Jason.
It can definitely happen.
And it ends up, you know, killing you.
That's right.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't recommend it for a career, to be clear. Yeah. You know, and it's never something that I would pursue full time. But
I've seen it firsthand.
I'm just telling you guys that there are people who have done it professionally for 20, 30 years who are still doing it. It's happened. Now, again, it's 1%. Right, of anybody that would ever attempt to do it. Exactly. So you're for 99% of people, maybe even a little more, I would say you can't expect to do it like a regular man
trying to be in the NFL, John.
Right. You know, you have to be able to – you have to do a number of things. You have to be able to get accounts. You have to be able to have, your own sort of base of money, right? If the downswings happen, you know, you have
when
to be able to withstand.
Happen.
Exactly,
yes,
right,
will.
When they happen.
You have to power through those.
You have to have manpower to bet across all those different accounts at the time that you need to bet. I mean, it's an insane enterprise, right?
Well, like some of these if you're not going to accept that there, my take that there are no real edges, how about my edge here is just as good? My edge here going with Brad in this case is just as good as an expert's edge on winners.
Over 1,000 picks, if he's this bad, I'll say yes. Or, you know, again.
Well, we're going to have a lot more through these playoffs. So we will have a fantastic sample.
What Brad is basically doing is flipping a coin, right? He's looking at a point spread and he's like, I think Damian Lillard's going to have a great game. I think the Bucks are going to cover, right? He's just flipping a coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's 50-50.
100%. And he's running bad. Right, he's supposed to be a 50%. You know, if we're doing 21, he's supposed to be, you know,
you're
9
on
and
it,
12
you're on
or,
it.
You know, 11-10 or whatever the case.
But
may
again,
be.
The winners ain't gonna be. They're gonna be on the winning side of that, but it ain't gonna be a much better record.
No,
because well, you said it's 56-58% or whatever.
58% would be God, right? That'd be godlike. If you're 55 and up, you're winning, right?
Yes.
But again, 55 over. You know, we're talking 10, 20, 30 professionals, 10, 20, 30, 40, $50 million a year volume type of stuff, you can see where, all right, that's a living for sure. I mean, you can make a lot of money, but to have the network of people that can do that, to have the ability, the maneuverability, the time, the freedom, the understanding, that's where, so I would agree, for anybody listening to this show, I would say yes, there is no edge.
But that last part is why I've always thought it's ridiculous. Because when you start talking about the hurdles you have to do what you're describing can be done, that's when it becomes a little crazy.
It's totally crazy. I mean, I would never pursue that as a professional career.
And yet I've seen people try to do it, and I've seen lots of them try to do it.
You know what it's like, Jason? It's like the people that try to go play poker professionally, you know? Like, there's been a ton of people that have done that, and, like, probably relative to the when Moneymaker won the World Series in 2003, right? I was 12, but I guarantee you there were thousands upon thousands of people who said, I'm going to do this. He was just a regular guy.
That's right.
You know, and then they get crushed, and they lose their life savings, and they have to go back to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of the same, you know, deal.
That's exactly right.
Poker and sports betting, to me, are, like, completely similar. They're cousins. They're related, you know? Because you can make all the right decisions, and you still lose.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely like...
Who likes doing that?
I agree.
It's a hard...
Yeah.
That's why I like controlling things. I'm too A-type to do this.
It's like, I've got pocket aces, right? I can't lose. And then you're playing a guy all in. He's got pocket nines. He gets a set on you. You know? That's just the variance slapping you in the face. You had quad fours.
You know,
quad tight ends.
I don't mean to go here. This is, yeah, you're a Raider.
Oh, that was a low blow on a Friday. How dare you? I request a month off.
You get it. You're granted it. Starting Monday, you get a month off. You get a month off.
I request a month off after that low blow from my partner, somebody that I trusted.
You continue to go back to the old material that is quad twos.
Yep. This is why...
Yeah, you bring it up once, twice, three times.
That was the first time in a long time. Yeah.
This is why athletes are getting their lives threatened, because people are doing silly crap, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM? Yes, man.
Gabe is a trip, bro. My guy knows football.
Memphis is sports station.
I listen all day to 92.9 on the radio.
Radio is free, bro.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.